Yeah, so yo, welcome to episode number 40, Art Stories by Artist Sarah Long. Let's do this. I knew this chick. She was cool as shit. But she did some shit that I wasn't cool with. What was it? Well, she cheated on her boyfriend. He was my friend. And for the longest time, she made it look like he was a bad guy. That he hurt her, and he broke her heart, and that's why she was so messed up. Come to find out, what really happened was, he loved her more than she wanted to be loved. More than she's ever been loved. And she just didn't know how to handle it, and it made her monster freak out. And when the monster takes over, well, look out. That's when the human being tends to go and do what we on the outside call a stupid thing. So that's what she did. When she found out he was gonna propose, she panicked, and all she could do was think about all the reasons why it was too soon. How she wasn't ready. So she did what some narcissistic people do, and she went out to a bar and hooked up with some random stranger. It didn't mean anything, and after the fact, shame and the guilt kicked in, and she realized she should marry him, because life without him is better than this. So she goes back to the house, and she says yes, and she has sex with him without telling him what she just did. Which inevitably is how she sexually transmitted a disease to him. I forget what it was, something like HIV, maybe. Of course, they break up eventually, because he slowly realizes he can't get into her like he wants and needs to be. He realizes she's a freak, and so one day he leaves, but he hates himself for it. It's almost like he had to break his own heart, because if he didn't, he'd end up breaking her, for the pain of not feeling love will eat you apart. So eventually he moves on. He finds someone else to love, but in the back of his heart, she's still there. Her smell, her laugh, her eyes, the inner workings of her mind. He can't forget her because the heart's still in love. So he always wonders if he should go back to her. Maybe she's different now. Maybe things will work out. But it makes me wonder, would he feel that way if he knew what she did that day? If he knew how she fucked some guy the day they got engaged? And multiple times after that, because she kept having panic attacks. I bet he'd get over her a lot faster if he knew the truth. If he knew, that's why he never felt well. If he knew what she really did to him. But then again, maybe he'd be even more hurt than he is. And if he is, then maybe the truth would cause him to become more like her.
Someone who acts like a monster because of all the times they got hurt before. Who knows? I don't. I'm just thinking out loud about life, love, and the tragedies and triumphs of being human. Because boy, humans are really messed up. Sharing with your friend really helps to raise the vibration. Thank you for